Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies. I am so glad to be back with you again. This is kind of a combination of a recap from yesterday because it was so staticky and today. And so we are starting off this week talking about the virtuous cycle. We left off last week talking about the vicious cycle of negative thinking and how we don't know that sometimes we become negative about everything without even realizing it, and how situations are negative, how we view our relationships as negative. And so during this whole course, we have been sorting through our thoughts, sorting through our emotions, sorting through our lives to get to the bottom or to the root cause so that we can begin to move forward into the things that God has for us. And so on yesterday, I was talking about the virtuous cycle. A virtuous cycle is a beneficial cycle of events or incidents, each having a positive effect on the next. A process in which a good action or event produces a good result. And so we want to do that or not, we want to do things that are going to be beneficial for us. We want to make good choices and make good decisions so that it can lead us into the next good choice and the next good event in our lives, the next good relationship in our lives. And so a virtuous cycle is also it's the foundational principle that's built. Everything is built on something positive. Everything is built on something good. Everything is built on from a good place. That's why I asked you in the email, I want you to plan from a good place. I don't want you to plan from, you know, that virtuous, that vicious cycle of negative thinking. I want you to be deliberate. I want you to be intentional about creating a new plan that is based off of hope, faith, love, excitement, expectations. So oftentimes we don't plan, we just perhaps, you know, maybe. And maybe if I try it again. And that is not built on being good. That's built on a vicious cycle of negative thinking. And so as we're creating plans, I really want us to build from a good place. Even though you might not feel like you're there now, that's why you have to be intentional about it. That's why you have to do it on purpose, okay? It can't be happenstance. You have to be intentional about what you want to see in your life, intentional, purposeful about your next step. They always say your next move has to be your best move, you know? And so the thing that gets us caught up oftentimes is the transition, the transition from the vicious cycle, trying to go into the virtuous cycle. Paul says it like this: things I want to do, I do not. That which I don't want to do, that I do. And so when you're in transition from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle, you'll find yourself doing things that you don't even want to do. Excuse me, and the things that you want to do, you do not do. So I want you to understand that there is going to be, Paul was talking about the warfare that he was having within himself to leave the past behind him and to press toward the mark. You know, to let go of past failures and past mistakes, to embrace your future with confidence and with excitement and with, you know, knowing who you are, knowing and understanding what you want and going forward. Okay? So that is just really a wonderful thing about the virtuous cycle, is that every thing that you do is creating more success, is creating more peace in your life, is creating more joy in your life. And who wouldn't want joy and peace and success in every area of their lives? And so I went over yesterday how before you can just even start planning, you have to, you can't be zealous, okay? You can't be zealous and just so anxious to do something that you do it but not according to knowledge. See, that's not being intentional. That means that you're motivated, but you don't have any idea what you're going to do. You're motivated, you're excited, but you're still unsure about exactly where to go from here. And so for me, some of the things where I am is that I am at a point where I am going to have to make some sound decisions. What do I mean by make a sound decision? That is the very first step before you even begin to write your vision or anything. It is to make a sound decision. The reason why it has to be a sound decision is because it has to be firm. You can't be double-minded in making your decisions. You're going to have a sound mind, all right? God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a what? Sound mind. And so when you have a sound mind, you're going to have to make sound decisions, okay? So it's so important to really be sure about what it is that you are wanting. It's just like when we're sorting. You're unsure about some things, and sometimes you put people in the let go, and then you are unsure, so you're thinking about changing your mind. That's not sound. That's unstable. And so we read in James of last week that do not think that you will receive anything from God if you are unstable. If you're being double-minded, one day you think this is what you want to do, and then the next day you think this is what you want to do, and then before you know it, you're really doing a whole lot of little things, but not anything that's adding up too much. And so I gave the definition on yesterday of sound. It means to the full extent, thoroughly. Isn't that good? That means that you have thoroughly thought about what it is that you want to do, and you have made a sound decision. So in order to make a sound decision, you must have a sound mind. That means that you must have, that means that if it's thoroughly, that means that I've sorted through everything else and I have decided to make a sound decision based off of what I know. See, when you are, the Bible says that you are zealous but not according to knowledge, all right, according in harmony with knowledge. You have zeal but not according to knowledge. You're motivated but you really don't know, and you're not really sure which one to do. So you need to have a sound mind, a sound decision. That means that you're going to have to become stable in your thinking, stable in your ways. Because if you're unstable in one area, you're pretty much unstable in most. And so we want to really change that and go into the virtuous cycle of having a sound mind. Okay, sound also means, let me find it here. I just had it. Okay, it means when you start working, you keep working until it feels correct. All right, so I'm going to keep thinking about it until it's correct, until I have peace about it. Then I'll make a decision. When you make your decision, you have to be at peace with the decision that you made. If you know in your heart that these are some things that you need to let go, or these are some things that you want to do, you've got to be confident within yourself. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to create steps that is going to get me to my desired end. Okay? And so you have to be sound. And so when we are trying to enter into this virtuous cycle, everything has to be built on purpose. It has to be intentional. It cannot be happenstance. Everything we do from this point has to be intentional. One of the things that I find when you're trying to make a decision is wandering mentally. Your mind is really not focused in on one thing or another. It's just wandering. You know, we read the story in Luke about how the unclean spirit left the person, and the person got their house in order. And the unclean spirit saw that, you know, we were getting things in order, and then he decided, you know what, I'm going to go get 7 more spirits. That's a familiar spirit. And so we're trying to leave the familiar. And oftentimes when you're leaving the familiar, you're going to go through the feeling of fear. But God doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He gives us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So when you know that the fear is coming, feel the fear, but keep going. You know, because we know that fear is not of God. We know that confusion is not of God. So we want to build everything, our dreams, our hope, our aspirations, on intentionally. Okay, and we want to do it on purpose. We want to live on purpose in every area of our life. What is the purpose of this relationship? What is the purpose of me being on this job? What is the purpose of me going to school? What is the purpose? Everything has a purpose. Everything. Okay? And then we talked about Hebrews 6:1. This is not laying, again, the foundation for dead work. You know, we don't want to lay another foundation of dead work. You know, we've been there, we've done that. You know, we don't want to keep laying the foundation and laying the foundation. At some point, we're going to have to build our lives, because how often do we make plans and then don't do anything? Desire something, but it never gets fulfilled. And this can be as far as your health, your finances, just any kind of changes that you want to make in your life. You're not intentional about it. You're wondering about it. You're zealous about it. But then that zeal starts, but not according to knowledge. It is a known fact that oftentimes we will actually start something and not finish it. Why? Because we were zealous, but not according to knowledge. Okay? Proverbs 17:24 says, a wise person aims, but a fool starts off in many directions. A wise person aims in many directions. And so when we are, before we are planning, we are, first of all, making a sound decision. Because when you make a sound decision, you're not going to go off in many directions. You're aiming for something. I like that. When you make a sound decision, that means that you have thoroughly thought this through. That means that you are aiming for something. Oftentimes, as I shared with you before, you know, when I was at the beginning of the year, when I was looking at all these vision boards and all these different things, which I think is great. Again, if you look at many vision boards, they're cluttered. Now, why didn't you accomplish any of this last year? Because it becomes more about arts and crafts than it is about being intentional about what it is that you want, where it is that you're going. I have decided that I am going to invest in a really nice planner. Why? Because I really need to be intentional about where I want to see my business go. I need to be intentional about where I go. I need to be intentional about what I say. I need to be intentional about my business, about the ministry. What do I want to see? Where do I want it to go? And, you know, I am, you know, asking you to do the same thing. You know, get your notebook, get your planner, get your journal, but be intentional. You know, base your decisions on good, not your past. You know, faith is the substance of things what hoped for. What are you hoping for? Not what you were moping about. Not what you're having a pity party about. You have to be intentional. When you see people doing something that you love to do, really the only difference between you and them is that they're intentional. They're willing to go through what they have to go through because they know in the end they have an expected end. Okay? So you need to make a sound decision. That means to thoroughly think it through. What do you want? Not what do they want for you, but what do you want? This is personal. Most people say, well, it ain't about you. Well, who is it about? At the end of the day, if you do what you are called to do, it's going to bless other people. But if you're depressed, and if you're down, and if you're always negative, who are you blessing then? Nobody. What you're going to do is team up with other negative people. You know, you're going to have the blind leading the blind, and both are going to fall into a ditch. So we definitely do not want that to happen. Okay? Proverbs 16:9 says, a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes. Through, you know, he orders himself, his steps through it all. A man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Why would God be delighted in your way? See, oftentimes we want God to bless our laziness. We want God to support our procrastination. He's not going to do that. And people get stuck in, you know, thinking that faith means magic. That's not what faith is. God doesn't even like laziness. He wants us to be, God is a progressive God. And so he wants us to progress in every area of our lives. So you got to plan your way and submit your plans to the Lord. But you have to be intentional. You have to be, give God something to work with. We all have to be intentional about what it is that we want. Okay? So the second thing is to have knowledge, right? In your decision-making, you have to know. You have to know what it is. And then not only do you have to know, you have to have understanding. All of that is wrapped up in making a sound decision with all that getting understanding. Understanding of what you have to know and understand what it is that you want out of life. What do you want out of your career? What do you want out of your family? What do you really want? And really be intentional about what that looks like and what that is, and not let everyone in on your plan. I think that's part of having zeal but not according to knowledge. I talk to so many people that every time I talk to them or every time they say something, it's always, well, I know God wants what's best for me. Well, absolutely. I said this on yesterday. God is not an scapegoat. we keep talking about, well, you know, God wants me to do this, God wants me to do that. Well, then why aren't you doing it? What is your part? What is your role in this? Because we keep saying, God, you know, I know God wants me, and you just told me last week that God wants you to do something else. God is not that God is not indecisive at all. He said on the first day, he said, and it was good. And then he went on, he said, this is what I'm going to do on the second day, and it's good. And this is what I'm going to do on the third day. And God said, he looked at all that he done, and he said it was good. Isn't that a virtuous cycle? What he did on the first day, everything he did was built on him. It was good. And so we want to take steps that are good. We want to make decisions that are good because God has given us the power to create. We are co-creators. And so, therefore, you can create the life that you desire. You can have the life that you always dreamed of. I can as well, and we have to be intentional about it. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm about to be 46 in a month, and life looks totally different to me now. And so I feel like I need to go ahead and do whatever it is I desire to do. Not saying that I'm about to die, nothing like that, but I'm just saying I've wasted enough time trying to please people, trying to be who they wanted me to be at some stages. When I first started out with my career, could nobody tell me nothing because I was very intentional, very, very intentional. The Bible says that you shall have whatever you say. Well, what are you saying? Are you being negative or are you being positive? You know, what do people, when people come around you, what do they draw from you? Negativity or are you being positive? So we have to be intentional. And then once you make a decision, guess what happens? Here comes the question, are you sure? The enemy is going to ask you, are you sure? He did it to Eve in the garden. After God told her, don't eat of this fruit. The enemy said, are you sure? Are you sure that this is what you want to do? Or are you sure that God told you to do this? Are you sure? So now that's why you have to do the first part. That's why you have to have a sound mind, a sound decision, because the enemy is going to try to bring back confusion. Are you sure that you want to go back to school? Even with yesterday, the decisions that I asked you guys to make, why I asked you to do one thing, I asked you to, out of all the things that you listed, I wanted you to choose one thing. And I promise you, the enemy asked that, are you sure? Maybe you should have chose something else. Maybe you need to, instead of starting with this, you should have started with that. And then tomorrow he's going to be like, oh, well, and doesn't that bring about confusion? That's why I wanted each of you to email me. If you couldn't do it yesterday, I definitely want you to do it today to answer those two questions that I sent in the email yesterday. I know that we're all busy, but I only have this week and next week to spend with you, so I'm trying to get in all that I can. List the things that you desire, and then I want you to choose. And then the second question, I just want you to choose one, and I want you to send me that one. Why am I asking you to do that? Because I'm going to help you stick to that one thing. You say, oh, Sonia, there's so much to me. I understand that, and sometimes that's where the confusion comes in. But we have been sorting. We've been sorting through our emotions. We've been sorting through our feelings. We've been sorting through everything. And so because we have been sorting, I just want you, this is a assignment to choose one thing. And that is the one thing that I want to hold you accountable to. Because sometimes you can have so many things that they're not creating a virtuous cycle, they're creating a vicious cycle a vicious cycle of uncertainty, a vicious cycle of I don't know what to do next. So then you're having anxiety, and when you are having anxiety, it'll make you do things before it's time, right? And being indecisive is lethal to your destiny. Being indecisive is lethal to your destiny. So it doesn't make sense to keep being indecisive, because that's how we all got here in the first place. So if you have made the decision to put people in the let go file, then you need to hold on to what you said. Things that you need to let go. If you say you're going to do something, that's integrity. We need to do it. But we have integrity when it's to everyone else but ourselves. All right? And decisive means not having or showing the ability to make decisions quickly and effectively. See, we don't want to just make just any kind of, oh, yeah, I think I want to, you know, because we make decisions according to how we feel. But you can't make a decision based off of your emotions. Your emotions change constantly. No matter how I feel, even though I hurt my arm, I still know that I love my boutique. Because that has nothing to do with that. So we oftentimes we tie our feelings into our decisions, and then it throws our judgment off. So we can't do that. All right? Let me see here. If you're indecisive, you have a hard time making decisions. When you finally do make a decision, you may not be confident about it, or you might change your mind. Look at that definition of indecisive. Let me read it again. If you're indecisive, you have a hard time making decisions. When you finally do make a decision, you may not be confident about it, or you might change your mind. Another definition says a state of mind. That's interesting. Being indecisive can be a state of mind. Remember, we need for you to have a sound mind so that you can make a sound decision. But when you're indecisive in your mind, you're going to be indecisive in your decision making. Right? So we need to be very intentional about what it is that we really, really want out of life. Let me read intentional. All right. Being intentional, be done on purpose, to be deliberate, to be calculated, intended, meant, all right, by design. I like that one, by design. We are designing our lives. The Bible says that your latter days shall be greater than your former. How are they better? Because we are living on purpose and we're becoming intentional about what we want out of life. So I pray that this helped you this morning. And we will be talking again this week. And remember to send in your assignment. And I hope that you have a gorgeous day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.